This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget 2026-27, giving a strong push to manufacturing, infrastructure and job creation while proposing a simple tax and customs regime. In her 9th consecutive budget in Parliament, Ms. Sitharaman laid out a multi-pronged strategy to sustain growth and global uncertainty, including expanding domestic electronics and semiconductor capabilities, de-risking infrastructure projects, skilling India's youth for emerging technologies, and easing compliance for taxpayers and importers. A major structural reform comes with the Income Tax Act 2025, effective 1st April 2026, containing simpler rules and redesigned forms. Budget 2026 provided compliance relief for individuals, including extended timelines for revising returns to March 31st from December 31st earlier, staggered ITR due dates, and easier filing of Form 15G, 15H through depositories.
My tax proposals are guided by the spirit. The objectives of my proposals are personal income tax reforms with special focus on middle class, rationalization of TDS and TCS for easing difficulties, encouraging voluntary compliance, reducing compliance burden, ease of doing business, employment and investment.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget is human-centric and strengthens India's foundation with path-breaking reforms. Prime Minister also described it as historic and a catalyst for accelerating the country's reform trajectory and long-term growth. In remarks following the presentation of the budget, Mr. Modi said the proposals will energize the economy, empower citizens and give India's youth fresh opportunities to scale new heights. Calling the government's reform agenda a reform express, Prime Minister said the reform express that India is riding today will gain new energy and new momentum from this budget.
ये बजट अपार अवसरों का राजमार्ग है ये बजट वर्तमान के सपनों को साकार करता है और भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की नींव को सशक्त करता है ये बजट 2047 के विकसित भारत की हमारी ऊंची उड़ान का मजबूत आधार है
Both houses of parliament are scheduled to take up motion of thanks on the president's address today. Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbanand Sonowal will move the motion in the Lok Sabha and his fellow party MP Tejasvi Surya will second the motion. In the Rajya Sabha, BJP MP C. Sadanand Master will move the motion and his fellow party MP Medha Vishram Kulkarni will second the motion. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a six-day visit to Orissa and Chhattisgarh beginning today. During the visit, the president will attend the convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University at Balasore and inaugurate its newly constructed auditorium. Asian Rifle and Pistol Shooting Championships 2026 will begin today at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi. The event will bring together elite athletes from across Asia for 2 weeks of exciting competition. Competitors will vie for victory in men's, women's, junior and youth categories across 10 meters, 25 meters and 50 meters rifle and pistol events. The competitions will include individual, team and mixed team formats, showcasing a full range of shooting talent. 17 countries will be participating. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket ODI World Cup, India defeated arch-rivals Pakistan by 58 runs at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe yesterday. Chasing a target of 253 runs, Pakistan were bundled out for just 194 in 46.2 overs. For India, Ayush Mathre and Kilan Patel each picked up 3 wickets. With this win, India entered the semi-final and will take on Afghanistan on Wednesday. In the other semi-final, Australia will take on England tomorrow. The winners of semi-finals will meet in the summit clash on Friday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.